We've had a chance to talk to this guy before. He's bringing his great show back once again to the McCook area and the Fox Theater coming up this Saturday, the Elvis Tribute Show. Welcome back to the Open Line, Mr. Joseph Hall. You're coming back to Southwest Nebraska. I think you like our area, don't you, Joseph?
I certainly do. You know, you guys got a great area for Elvis fans, and we're super excited about this Saturday's performance.
There are a lot of Elvis fans, Joseph. I know quite a few of them, and they are dying for the show once again. First of all, you've had, I think, a busy looking at your website and everything. By the way, josephhallelvis.com is the website where a lot of info, the schedule's right there, but you are keeping busy, aren't you?
Yes, sir. You know, the Colonel likes to keep me busy.
Well, how many years have you been doing this now?
We've been doing this now for 20 years.
Wow.
20 years. Yeah. It's been quite the experience. And, you know, I'm so grateful that I've been able to travel all over the country, sharing my Elvis love, my Elvis act. And it's so cool, man. It's so cool. And 20 years has just gone by so fast.
I bet it has. And I was looking at you got a Facebook page, by the way. You want to check out the Joseph Hall Facebook page on there. There's kind of a couple of different shows, at least two of them, because you're doing a gospel show in Holdridge at a church then on Sunday, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, I'm doing it's the gospel side of Elvis Presley. It's a 3 p.m. show. It's a free will donation show with a portion of the proceeds being donated to the Holdridge Senior Center. So that's always cool.
So I guess it'd be unfair question to say which of the two acts do you like the best, or are they just 50-50? You like them both?
I like them all, but you know, something really special is happening on Saturday in McCook. I'm bringing my live band with me.
Okay.
So this will be the first time I've been to the McCook area with my live band, and we are going to have such an awesome time. It changes the entire dynamics of the show, and I'm so excited to have these guys with me. And it's just going to bring a whole new, different sense of energy, and it's going to be really rocking, man. We're going to be rocking and rolling.
How many are in the band?
There's three. Okay, so we have bass, drums, and guitar, and I've been with these guys for a little less than a year. We started working together in July, and these guys weren't brought up on Elvis, so all these songs, you know, are songs that they're learning for the first time, and we've sort of made them unique, and it's we've sort of brought them to life in a different way, and I'm really excited to show off to the people of McCook.
Notice on the Facebook page that you have some T-shirts. Do you bring those with you, or do you have to go to a site, or can folks get them on Saturday?
We will have souvenirs available, merchandise available Saturday night. We have a brand new shirt. It's called Give Me the Fever, and it's got me in a black leather pose there. So pretty cool. We also have all different things, the scarves and teddy bears and other T-shirts and, you know, things like that.
I noticed recently, or actually I should say coming up, you're doing a kind of a tribute performance with another person who does a Roy Orbison tribute show. That's got to be kind of cool.
It's super cool because it brings like two different worlds together, you know, Roy Orbison fans and Elvis fans. And this guy that I'm bringing, he's from Wisconsin. His name is Jesse Aaron. He sounds exactly like Roy Orbison. He gives me chills. And I've known this guy for 20 years too, because he's also in the Elvis business as well. And he started dabbing into the Roy Orbison world, and he just really just connected with it. And so super excited to be bringing him back this year.
It's going to be a great time. Looking forward to the Fox Theater. You've been there before. We think it's a great venue. Hopefully you do too.
I love the Fox Theater. I really do, which is one of the reasons when we were looking at our schedule, like, where should we bring our band to? I said, you know what? Let's look at the McCook. Let's bring the band. Let's rock their socks off. Let's give them an Elvis show they'll never forget. And let's do it in McCook at the Fox Theater.
Again, over 20 years, and you're in no signs of slowing down anytime soon, Joseph.
No. You know, my wife and I, we just had another child. He just turned 2 years old. So I think I'm going to have to do this for another 20 years now.
Well, hey, something you love to do, and there's nobody better than the King of Rock and Roll, that's for sure. I believe, hey, you got another 20 years in you.
Yeah, I sure do.
Do you? I gotta ask you this. There's so many songs in the Elvis catalog. There are so many songs that everybody loves to hear, Hound Dog and Heartbreak Hotel and things yep. like that, Burning Love. But do you occasionally pull some ones maybe that they maybe are popular? I guess how do you decide on what songs you're gonna play each show?
Well, it's funny because so with the band, our main objective was to learn the main songs first. And once we've learned the main songs, then we're going to start dabbling into some of those B-sides because there are some true gems on those B-sides, and there's songs that I feel should have got, the attention that never did get the attention. Like there's a beautiful song that I was recorded in 1971 called We Can Make the Morning. If you ever get a chance, listen to Elvis Presley, We Can Make the Morning. It's such a beautiful song, a great song. And, I didn't discover it till years after I was into the Elvis business, because it's just sort of a rare song. And once I discovered it, it became one of my personal favorite songs to listen to. So there are so many songs like that.
You're wondering how many songs are out there that never got released. And if they would... Elvis fans would love to hear them, and I'm sure there's hundreds, maybe thousands of them he recorded but just never released.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Or never got the attention that, that it deserved. Yeah. And that's another thing that, they just had the new Elvis movie come out. Epic. Mm-hmm. Amazing film. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It is the greatest Elvis film ever produced. And Baz, the director, he pulled out some of those rare songs and he, incorporated it into the film. And, oh, man, the soundtrack is great.
Going to be a great show again Saturday night, Fox Theater. Joseph, it's always good to hook up. And I know you're going to have a heck of a crowd coming up here at the Fox Theater this weekend.
Oh, we cannot wait. The band and I are so excited.
Thanks again for talking to us. And take care. And we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Yeah, TCB, man. Take care of business.